It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When T-Mobile says we've got you covered, we mean it. We've invested billions to light up our best network yet, covering 99% of people in America. And great coverage is just the beginning. Every year, families and small businesses can save up to $900 versus Verizon when they switch to T-Mobile. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store and switch today.
Coverage is not available in some areas. Savings with four lines based on analysis of Verizon and T-Mobile National postpaid smartphone bills, rate plan features, taxes and fees, and savings may vary. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
Rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning. Welcome in to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits for Thursday, the 25th of August. You know you're having a good game when the highlight starts with the broadcasters talking about how you're having a good game. And that includes you getting another big hit.
But there goes Nathaniel Lowe again. Remember, the first inning he turned on a fastball. Hit it to the right side of second base, and it was that double, and this time he goes the other way, which he has done so well this season. So
right.
Not the angle that he wanted to be at. That's
This ball is belted deep out to right. It is gone! And Nathaniel Lowe answers in the eighth inning. He might have to DH again on Friday. What a day for Lowe. Five RBIs. And his 20th home run of the year. And he makes it 12-4 Rangers.
Actually, that highlight had them talking about two different hits he had and then also giving you the third hit. 3-for-6 yesterday for Nathaniel Lowe. He's on fire. Most hits in Major League Baseball since the All-Star break. And the fourth most selected batter in Beat the Streak yesterday with good reason. This is Beat the Streak Daily. I'm Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth. Lowe, the lone choice from our leader, Scott Myers, L.A., who stands at 33. The only streaker in the 30s, as a matter of fact. We take a look at the state of the streak. You know, these are the times that try streakers' souls, if I may amend Thomas Paine. There's a lot of spots on the leaderboard taken up by people who aren't playing anymore. Discouragement reigns. Here's Thomas Paine in full from The American Crisis, written in December 1776, which helped to embolden the revolutionaries. Quote, "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman." We're talking to you, summer soldiers, sunshine patriots. If you can stand it now, beat the streak, you will deserve the love and thanks of man and woman. And one of you could sneak into 10 grand. Look at Kyoshi Lotus, 26, sitting there all fat and happy at 45, thinking everybody's just going to roll over, let him end the year with the high streak. Prove him wrong, people. I don't know. How many baseball podcasts are quoting Thomas Paine today, Ryan Porth? What do you think?
Zero.
Okay.
One.
0.0.
Outside of this one.
Outside of this one. That's exactly right.
By the way, we're going to have to get Kyoshi Lotus back on next month as we get closer and closer to the end of the season to see how much he's actually paying attention to his quest for 10 grand.
Absolutely. I assume that he's listening every day, hanging on every word, and just, you know, watching the leaderboard, biting his fingernails. Moonshot Monster, I see you. With a double down of Vlad Jr. and Trey Turner rising up to 26. You're my streaker of choice right now on the leaderboard. Moonshot Monster, as I imagine you being a Dwight Evans bomb out over Lansdowne Street at Fenway before those Monster seats sullied the view. Can we talk about me for a minute, Ryan? Is that okay? Can we talk about me?
Sure.
Thanks, man. I'm not very good at this. So the other day, a listener tweeted at me when the Porth pick succeeded. I forget which one, as it often does. The listener said, why don't you listen to Ryan more? And I told your dad to go to hell, because that's how I roll. But seriously, been a rough season at a hard game for me. So when I pick a guy like Corey Dickerson yesterday, and he goes 4-for-4 in a game where his team was otherwise dominated, I feel like there should be a celebration of sorts. Maybe trumpets? I don't know. Maybe I just go back, find that tweet, and find that guy, tell him to bite me? I mean, something like that? I'm open to ideas here on Celebration of
Myself. Doing the bull dance, feeling the flow, working it.
That's what I needed. Now back to our show. I see if you can hear the difference in this bat crack, okay? This is the hardest hit ball in the history of the StatCast era.
Whacks it to right field. That is going to hit hard off the wall. Look at that. 122.4 miles an hour.
Wow.
That is a missile.
That sure was. That was loud. Unfortunately, just didn't quite have the launch angle to tie this thing up.
Listen to this.
Man, my favorite thing about that O'Neill Cruz single off the wall is the runner on first, who was going on contact with two outs. He had to hustle to make it into second base. It's just ridiculous, man.
Was Benji Molina on first base?
No, I don't know who it was, but it was somebody with functioning legs. And they had to hustle to get to second on the single off the wall. Cruz is a marvel. Another marvel is the kid in Seattle who did something pretty special yesterday.
Julio, a deep blast, left center field, this is gone! Home run, Julio! For the first time since 2002, there's a Mariner in the 2020 club! Only the ninth player, 21 and younger, in Major League history to post a 20-homer, 20-stolen base season, and it is that man, Julio Rodriguez!
The first Mariner since Mike Cameron in 2002 to go 20-20. Fourth rookie ever to do it. Last one was my absolute favorite Red Sox player at the time, Ellis Burks. In 1987. Did I ever tell you about my Ellis Burks story, Ryan? I was in the outfield bleachers, and he was warming up, I think, with Mike Greenwell. And I said, Ellis, number 12! Number 12! You're Bob Greasy! You're Bob Greasy! Meaning the old Dolphins quarterback. And he turned around, looked at me, pointed, and said, hey, I'm Roger Staubach.
And what was your response?
I said, nothing. Nothing. The kid, Ellis, was born in Texas. He's Roger Staubach. Who the hell am I to tell him why he's wearing number 12? By the way, just one other player in the majors has gone 20-20 this season. You know who it is? El Bambi. Adolis Garcia, whose hitting streak reached 21 yesterday. Props. Couple others to highlight real quick before we give you our picks. In San Diego, the Guardians smacked the Padres 7-0 behind this guy, among others.
1-for-4 last night with his 100th run batted in on the year.
0-2 pitch. Oh, Jose, did you get it all, though? Back to the wall, Profar. He'll watch it sail out of here. And the Guardians will play from in front. Home run number 24 for Jose Ramirez. And RBI number 101. The little guys striking big early.
Well, you know what? Jose was watching because he started the first two guys, Kwan and Rosario, off with the fastball. So he swung at the first one, and then he threw a fastball down by him and tried to get one more by him, and he couldn't do it.
Padres going to do this again, spend big, make a huge deal, and underwhelm? Probably. That's their bit. Can't wait till they sign Aaron Judge. This failed Yankee is enjoying a happy resurgence on the other side of the country.
Infield pulled in, 6-2 game, a chance for more. Gallo fell down the right field line. It is 8-2 as Gallo doubles home two more.
Dodger lineup is saying, don't stop me now. Joey Gallo having a blast. Member of a fantasy football team. Slashing doubles and home runs. Wearing Dodger blue. Absolutely enjoying his time here. And boy, this is scorched down the line.
Dodgers sitting almost 500 with runners in scoring position the last two games.
Gallo was broken in the Bronx and is loving L.A. He's 9 for 35 with three homers, seven RBIs, and an OPS over one in his 14 games. The quote, they just welcomed me in with open arms. I feel like I've been here all year. I feel, too, like Ryan Porth and I have been here all year. Our picks are next on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
Yesterday gave you Shane McClanahan going for the Rays as the stay away. Said stay away from the Angels. They got just four hits and six scoreless innings against the great McClanahan. Did they do some damage against the Rays pen? Yeah, the Angels did, but not against the starter. Today, you got to stay away from the Rockies in New York, where Jacob DeGrom is going. The man has allowed just 11 hits in the 23.1 innings thrown on the season. So just stay away.
You stay away, I stay away.
Just nine games in a light slate today, but Ryan's got something for you with the fourth pick.
Marcus Stroman of the Cubs. I mean, he's been better of late, but he's still given up some contact. One guy that has made a lot of contact against Stroman this season is none other than NL MVP favorite Paul Goldschmidt. Goldie has homered off of Stroman in both head-to-head matchups this season. He is 6 for 13 lifetime against Stroman. Also, speaks, it must be noted, Goldie has an OPS over 1,100 in 44 day games this season. That means his OPS before 6 o'clock is over 1,100.
Really? Did you measure?
Yes, I did.
You're the best.
Yeah, Marcus Stroman has been good lately, but a lot of those Cardinals have good numbers against him for that matchup today. In fact, I might get to one of them in my daily double A. So analytically, how about this one? The Rockies throwing Ryan Feltner at the Mets in Citi Field today. Feltner has a whip of 1.47. He's allowed more than a hit for every inning he's thrown this year. A batting average against over 300 on the road. Jeff McNeil hits 324 against righties. Has five hits in his last three games. That will play. And then anecdotally, I got to go back to Corey Dickerson, 8 for 9 in his last two games. Today he gets the Stro Show. Stroman, lifetime against Dickerson, 17 for 41 is Dickerson for a 4.15 average. Come on, man. It does not get anecdotally better than Corey Dickerson. So Dickerson and McNeil is my daily double A. Elite users, those whose high streak has put them in the top 1% of all streakers on the year. Yesterday, they went 3 for 3 in their picks as of 7 a.m. Today, they like Goldie. They like Nick Castellanos against the Reds' Justin Dunn and Starling Marte in the Feltner matchup. And using the hit probability algorithm yesterday, they went 2 for 3. How about J.D. Davis with a pinch hit strikeout and one at bat, man? That is a beat the streak killer. Today, two White Sox against Jordan Lyles, Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert, plus Luis Rise of the Twins in Houston against Luis Garcia. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, wherever you get your podcasts. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. It's within the MLB Play app. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys and ours, Paul Goldschmidt, Jeff McNeil, and Corey Dickerson, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.